Okay, we're just talking a little briefly about the Mitzvah Svichas Kavanah question again. So, I think we refined it a little bit to this point over here. I mean, we're definitely at this point. I just think it's refined. That the halacha creates a tzuras ha-mitzvah. The tzuras ha-maisa that the halacha creates. And any mitzvah has a specific tzura. And that tzura exists as a form, as a pre-existing form. Okay? And if the person does that mitzvah properly, he did the maisa properly with all the... With the kavana of an osa, and not just like a misasek, he actually chose the maisa for whatever reason. So you can say that it registers, right? Using an expression, it registers in halacha. It registers in halacha as a halachic act because it has fulfilled the requirements of tzura. So if you only saw halachic actions, then you would see it because it does fulfill halachic action. Just like if a person were able to perform a medical surgery perfectly, even if he didn't know what he was doing, even if he wasn't thinking in terms of medicine, he just happened to be lucky and was choosing this cut and then that cut and then the other cut, it will have qualified as lemaisa that he did the surgery. He did he did whatever the surgery was. But what is he lacking? What he's lacking is this, that whenever there is, okay, ready, Jonah? Whenever there exists a tsuras hamaisa, that's a product of a system, right? Be it halacha or science, right, medicine. Part of the tsuras hamaisa is that character itself. Okay. Part of the tzura, fully, it's if I would say to you, what do we mean by the tzura of the maisa? We mean its essence, right? So there's a certain substantial essence. So if medicine demands a certain tzura of a procedure. You have to do this, this, and this, right? So that demands a certain that's what we could call it like a. That's the substance of the tzura. That's what you're actually doing, right? But more fully, part of the tzura is that it comes from the science of medicine. That's sort of like what gives this an existence. Correct? Where does it come from? All right? And halacha too. Halacha says, you want to be yotze this mitzvah, you have to do X, Y, and Z. You have to pick up this min, with this shir, with these other minim, with those shirim, in this state of growth, right, without any mum, all of the requirements on this day. All right? So it now sets up a new entity. That is a new tzura now. The new activity, defined by halacha. Right? When I say predefined, I mean prior to your activity. Okay? But the only thing is, there's also one element, and that is that I can't just talk about this mice, the tzura alone. Part of what this tzura is a product of halachic requirement. That's also an element of it. Right? It's not just picking up these meaning. Part of what it is also, part of its very existence is what's causing it to exist. That's a quality in it. It's a certain quality in it, is what is causing this tzura to exist. Well, what is causing this tzura to exist? Halacha. Mitzvah. Chov. Is part of what's causing this to exist. So now, I don't just describe it as a tzura of picking up X, Y, and Z. It also has to be a halachic maisa. That's what we mean when we say it's a halachic maisa. Meaning it's a maisa that's defined and caused by halacha. Much like I would say, another act is is medicinal. Meaning what? That it has a specific form which was generated by the science of medicine. Okay? So part of the full definition of any act is not just going to be physically what must be performed, but of what category it comes from, where it comes from, what the thoughts are producing it, what necessitated it. Okay, so that's what he's saying over here. If you hold mitzvos ein srichos kavana, then what you're saying is, once the Torah created it, and now it exists fully as a tzura, right? As long as I engage that tzura willfully, I'm an osa of that maisa, right? But if you hold mitzvos srichos kavana, it's saying that's not enough. That's still not enough. Why? Because there is another element involved in the maisa itself. There's another character in the maisa itself. And that is that it's the product of halacha. So you can say I engaged every element of that maisa, but not the fact that it's a product of halacha. Right? Without kavana lotzeis, you can only say I did exactly the physical tzura, the substantial tzura that the Torah demanded, that the Torah created, right? But there's one quality of it that I can't say I engaged in, and that is it as a product of halacha. Okay, but that, in my opinion, that's I don't know if it's the same thing as the Rav is saying in the piece, but it's the same kind of a thing that it still is an idea in the maisa. It still is an idea in the maisa, but we're putting it a little bit differently, right? We're saying today more clearly, and I think this is essential if you're going to try to work out the last problem, that the maisa exists. You have to start with that. That the maisa exists. The only question is, are you considered to be engaging it? Okay, are you considered to be doing it? Just like in any scientific system, the science of the system will produce actions that are recognized as products of the science. Right? If you're a plumber, you're going to plumbing demands certain actions. Building demands certain actions. Weaving demands certain actions. All of these things have created forms of actions that are products of that science. Okay, meaning they're guided by ideas. Okay. Now, once they exist under that science, they have a certain existence, and the person could engage in it and say, oh, you know what? He didn't realize what he was doing, but he actually did weaving. He actually did something else. We'll call it by that, because we say it has a recognizable stamp. Right? But you can't say that he engaged it as a product of that science unless it was bikavana. For the bikavana as an entity of that science. That in halacha would require kavana lotzeis. Right? Kavana lotzeis means I recognize the system and its demands, and I'm engaging in the product of it to satisfy it. That's fully an osa of the maisa hamitzvah. That's the fullest form of being an osa hamitzvah. Because it's the physical tzura with its character of being a product of this science. You can't get a better... That's why even though Mitzvah Shel Kavana, everybody agrees you should do Kavana. Because you're more fully an osa. You're certainly more fully an osa. Okay? That, I think, is the better way to put it. I mean, as opposed to the way we were saying it yesterday, because he was saying that it has to do with the maisa. I think it has to do with the maisa, not in the sense of making the maisa, but being, you have to say the maisa exists. And now it's a question of whether you're doing it. Otherwise, there's no way to answer the next question. Right? So then you can say, now, but if it's a maisa like achila, then you can say that the Torah says eat and you ate, that you could say it's different. Could say achila is different. I'm telling you, it's not a davar pasha that achila is different. There are sheets of the whole mitzvah srichas kavana, and you need to buy achila too. But it's possible to say, that's what he was trying to say, it's possible to say that if the nature of the maisa is achila that you're a part of, then you're automatically an osa of the thing intrinsically, and then you don't need to. It makes a certain amount of sense. It's deep and it's very abstract, but it makes a certain amount of sense because you see like this. If it's a maisa like netilas lulav, so now it's a question of am I engaging in this abstract thing outside of me? But if part of the thing is me itself, I'm automatically osig in the thing fully. I'll have to think about it. I can't tell you why I understand it fully right now. But that's the way we were approaching it. It is interesting, the Gemara says, right? What does it say? Torah says, eat it, and you ate it. Torah says, eat it, and you ate it.
That don't seem to be
just
like that literally.
No, and Rashi purposely takes it away from the literal. He says, and therefore you're an osef fully. Just like, I love him. Yeah, I have to think about it a little more. The way we were saying it last time was that if to engage in it with its qualities, when it's outside of you, requires your kavana for all the qualities. But when you're experiencing it yourself, then you're automatically considered to be osa the maisa in every... and then that's going to be... we're trying to describe it like coming from the outside or from the... accidentally or intrinsically. If it's coming from the... if you're engaging it as somewhat of a third party, so to speak, like an app from the outside, so then unless whatever you're to the limit that you're engaging it, to the degree that you're engaging it, that's going to be the quality that you're engaged in. So unless you have the idea of l'shem mitzvah, you can't say you engage the entity with the quality of mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is achila itself, and you experience the very maisa itself, then no matter what, then it's automatically you're engaged that maisa fully. So we're trying to say it like this. Let me put it this way. Right? This is the way we're trying to put it. In order to, if you hold mitzvah srichas kavana, it means you have to engage the mitzvah fully. But if it's a mitzvah like lulav, then you can't say it's full unless you engage every quality of it. But if you're part of the asiya, then there's no fuller way to engage that maisa as a maisa. In other words, it's not that you need the kavana. It's not that you need the kavana, because you have to do the mitzvah as a mitzvah. But if Torah says do the mitzvah, and it has a certain quality, and you're only an osa from the outside, you're only going to be an osa of the mitzvah fully if you have every quality. But if you're an osa intrinsically, you don't need every quality to be considered the full osa. In other words, the Torah created these forms of mitzvah. And now the question is, am I doing them? So if they're created, if you recognize, this is the question, in mitzvah shkavana, not mitzvah shkavana, if the quality of l'shem mitzvah is part of the tzura itself, right, is a quality that exists with the form. So if it does, so then you'll say that I didn't engage it fully because there was another element that I could have added that I didn't have. So then I did not. It was a sort of like a selection. Like did I really take the maisa a mitzvah, or was it not really the maisa mitzvah that I did? So if the maisa mitzvah has three elements, and the quality of Lashem Mitzvah, so then, and I'm just sort of like figuratively picking it out of a lineup, right? And I only based it on, you know, three out of four of the elements. Then you can say, well, I didn't pick it properly, right? But that's when I have to take it and make it. That's when I have to select it from the outside. But they're holding over here that if you're part of the mitzvah itself, if you're part of the ma'isa itself, then you're intrinsically engaged in the ma'isa. There's no fuller way to engage the ma'isa. This is only when you're engaging the ma'isa through its accidental form, like the way the minim look, this and that. Then you have to. When you're picking it accidentally, you have to pick it based on every accident. But when the Torah says engage, involve yourself in this thing, be involved in this thing itself, then the involvement is nothing fuller than the involvement itself. I have to think about it. That's the way we're trying to go, right? Yeah. Now, there's one other question that's related to this sugya, and that is, what if you had kavanah to not be yotze? It's a very practical question. It's an extremely practical question. Okay? Because there are many situations where people try to avail themselves of this mechanism. Right? Like, you go to shul and you want to carry your lulav and you don't want to get involved in being yod. Do you want to make the bracha in shul? You don't want to make the bracha earlier. You want to make the bracha before you do the nanuim by halil. The only problem is, the minute you pick up the lulav, you yod say. So, are you stuck? Do you have to make the bracha right away when you pick it up? Or can you go wait later? Or people want to say Kriya Shema for part of tefillah in the morning, like, right? And some people say in the preliminaries, say Shema Yisrael. So, should you say that or not? If you say that, then you might be Yotzei Deraisa, and then your brachas later are not going to be part of a Kriya Shema Deraisa. So sometimes people do is they try to say, I have in mind to not be yotze. So if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana, then of course it'll be good. But let's say you hold mitzvahs don't need kavana, mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana. So that means to say, if I just chose the ma'isa randomly, I'd be yotze. So you see, kavana is not an element. It's just a question of the tzuras ha-maisa. Did I do the tzuras ha-maisa or not? The way we're defining it. If I did the tzuras ha-maisa, I should be yotzei. So will it help to have in mind specifically, I don't want to be yotzei? What tough luck. So it's a machlokas mimishon, right? So the Beis Yosef brings down two deos. He has the Ran in Rosh Hashanah said you can have in mind to not be yotzei, right? And there's a tshuva from the Rashba that says that if you hear the Chazan say, hear someone make the bracha for Sviras Omer, and you say Amen, you should have in mind not to be Yotzei. You can have in mind not to be Yotzei the bracha and the Svira and can count yourself. And he quotes another Rabbeinu Shmuel, but the Ra'ah says, the Ra'ah, our friend the Ra'ah. He says what? He says, even if the guy is screaming, I don't want to be Yotze, too bad, he's Yotze. That's what the Ra'ah says. He says, even if he's screaming, I don't want to be Yotze, right? So the Beis Yosef concludes that he's just a Das Yachid and he disregards him. But what's the question? It's an interesting question.
Some questions?
Yeah.
What about...
Right, I mean, I guess logically there's two possibilities, right? That's what you're saying, John. There's two possibilities to say why a guy would not be Yotze if he has Kavanah not to be Yotze. One is it possible to even make it less than a Ma'isa Mitzvah now? Right? The other way is to say that, no, it's exactly the same thing, but we didn't do that last footnote, but the last footnote on that piece that I sent you was from the Rav's other grandfather, Feinstein, that he said, Lo safina na mitzvah bal karcho, that can't force feed a guy a mitzvah. This is a different rule. You can't force feed a guy a mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is done, but you can't force feed a guy a kiyam a mitzvah. Unless it's pata. Yeah. So what do you say? I mean, it's a nice way to put it, but what does it mean? So that would mean to say that in order to be Yotzei HaMitzvah, It would seem, he's saying, you still need a certain kind of a gavra. Right? You still need a certain kind of a gavra. That the kiyam of mitzvah comes about from a certain kind of a gavra who is in the realm of mitzvah, is in the parsha of mitzvah, and he did the maisa. Now you can't change the maisa. The maisa is done, but you can be motzi yourself from the inyan. You say, I'm not a gavra, I'm not an osem mitzvah, I'm not in the parsha of mitzvah. So you can negate yourself as a gavra. Stam, a guy is in the parsha. Stam, he doesn't have to think it. Right? But he can say to himself, he can remove himself, because he himself is an element in the kiyam mitzvah. The kiyam mitzvah is that the guy is a part of being an osem mitzvah, is the learning, it would seem, is that the gavra is a certain kind of a guy. It's like somebody asked me, let's say somebody grows up without any knowledge of Torah, right? What's the old mitzvah saying, Tzvichas Gavana? Guy grows up without any knowledge of Torah, and he happens to be eating matzah on the night of Pesach. We'd say he's Yotzei Mitzvah. Stop or not, he's not a bar mitzvah at all. He's not even in the parsha of mitzvah. See, you need to have a gavra who is in the parsha of mitzvah. He has to be Makabal V'chov, and it would seem so. I mean, but the other shita is saying, no, nope, doesn't matter. No matter what you say, it seems to me that's the question. Can you be mafkia like a prerequisite? Is there like a prerequisite in the gavra of kiyama mitzvah that you can be mafkia with kavana, or not? Right, okay, let's listen. No, let's say a guy would be a doctor. And he has knowledge of medicine. And he says, I am not performing this surgery as a doctor. I mean, he can't. It's not possible for him to do that. How is it possible for him to do that? He can't say I'm not doing it under the category of medicine, but he can say, I'm not a doctor. That he can say. And he says, I don't accept the definition in the gavra. I don't accept the definition in the gavra. But I'm not sure what you're trying to get at over here. See, the Ran says elsewhere in Rosh Hashanah, he says that if you hold mitzvah saying Svichos Kavana, and you're trying to do another mitzvah, then you won't be yotzei. Like, because the Gemara says that if you're teaching your kid how to blow shofar, then you wouldn't be yotzei. So he says, why is it different in the Kehel Shir? So he wants to say, no, because you're involved in another halachic action that like takes it out. One halachic action could register if the same tzura could be involved in two different halachic. If you could partake of two different halachic tzuras at the same time, then you can be koveya which tzura it is. That's a little different. But he's saying, this is the sort of like what you're going at, right? That what if the guy says, I guess he's saying like this. Let's say the guy says, this is what Chaim is saying. Let's say the guy says, look, I know that this maisa will qualify as a tzura of halacha. And I have to do it for some reason, but I don't want it to be the tzura of halacha. Right? So then could he sort of make himself like a misasek in terms of halacha? Right? Sort of like saying, like, I'm doing the maisa mitzvah, and I know it's a maisa mitzvah, but I wish it wasn't. I do not want this to be considered like I'm engaged in the tzura that halacha created. I have to do this for some other reason. So I'm forced to do it. But I do not want it to be the tzura that halacha defines. Right? That's sort of like your case. Right? That's what Zaki showed me, that your Beinu Yerucham, is it Beinu Yerucham? In the Nesivos, right? In the, he has, in the, what's it called? In the different, I forgot what the series is called, but he has, Beis Yosef quotes him, that if the guy knows that it's he wants to say the case of Kafu Parsoyim is where he didn't know it was matzah and he ate it. But if he knew it was matzah, then he wouldn't be Yotze. because it would be like a kavana shelo latzeis. Right? So he's saying that in order to remove the tzura samaisa, you have to know what the tzura would be that you're about to do and negate it. But if you didn't know what the tzura could have been, you couldn't have negated it. That would be like this kind of idea of mitzvahs, that even though mitzvahs ain't svichos kavana, and I say that memela you did the tzura, but, and there's no way to separate this action from the halachic definition of the tzura, but if bidaito, I say I don't want it to be the tzura, then it's like you're making yourself into a misasik with regard to it. Like you're making yourself into a guy who is doing something else, and it just, and you're sort of like trying to separate the saying I don't want it to register as halachic, I don't want it to register as halachic action. In other words, can you bidaito remove the automatic definition of the tzur that it would have had? So Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying if you knew it was matzah, you could do that, because then you're saying I know this is achilas matzah and I don't want it to be. But otherwise, it's a memela. But that's the question that the Rishonim are grappling with. Can you see, once you get to mitzvah svichas kavana, you say there's a definite tzura that exists apart from your kavana, and when you do it and you choose the maisa that is that tzura, you're automatically considered to be doing the tzura samitzvah. Can I remove the maisa from that tzura with my das? Right, this is the other approach. That's not the gavra. It's back into the tzura. Right, then you wouldn't be able to be yotze his tekiyas shofar. I mean, that's the question. I'm not sure. Those are the two possibilities, though. Is the kavana shelo lotzeis in terms of the like the Rav's grandfather says lo safinan le mitzvah bal karche, that the tzura is perfect. The ma'aseh is exactly ma'aseh mitzvah, but in order to have the kiyum, you have to want the kiyum. Stam guy wants a kiyum. But if I say I don't want this kiyum, then it won't register for your kiyum a mitzvah. Or do you say that no, that although the tzura is defined by halacha, and halacha is omed and waiting for that tzura to be done, so automatically if a guy does it, he's going to be yotze the mitzvah. But can he say this is like a this? Can he bidas say no? This is like a counterfeit ma'isa. This is a ma'isa. I'm saying this is a totally different thing. It looks like that, but I'm removing all of its removing it from the parsha of Torah, and then turning it into a like somehow negating the tzura of mitzvah from it.
Don't you always have to say that it's the first tzura that we're trying to say? Because like even
in terms of the gavra.
Yeah, because let's say for Havdalah, he's not changing the tzura, because the tzura is serving for other people. He's just relating. He's changing the relationship.
No, he was talking about the guy who's, I mean, the end of the run.
No, I think somebody brought an egg.
The run brings it down.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the case that it brings down? He's talking about the guy who listens, or the guy, he's talking about the guy who makes it?
And the guy who listens.
So the guy who listens is not such a problem, but he's talking about the guy who makes it? That would be his question.
I don't know how, why wouldn't it be a problem for the guy who listens?
Because, he's saying, I'm not listening to it as an action of doing Abdullah. Just like to hear it. I'm specifically negating its qualities of a tzuras and mitzvah from it. It's sort of like converting it into a new, thing that has its own, that can't be universalized. I'm turning this into a specific, particular thing. It just has this structure, but for no real, I don't know exactly how to put it. I'm not sure why. I mean, if the guy, that would be Jonah's question. Could the guy who makes the kiddush for everybody else still go home and make Abdullah for everybody else, still go home and make Abdullah for his wife? Right? I don't feel that's, was that the case he was talking about? Or he was talking about the guys who listen?